Recovery, restoration, redemption. This is Bright Passage, and I'm Stephen Klein. Let's have a day.
When Barry Switzer was head football coach at the University of Oklahoma, his teams built a reputation on winning close games against highly regarded opponents. Oklahoma had a knack for pulling off a spectacular play, leading to a 1 or 3 point victory. They called it Sooner Magic, or Sooner Luck. The Sooner Magic, Sooner Luck legend was born on November 11, 1976 at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. Sooner Elvis Peacock scored 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns, one on a 50-yard run, to pull out a 20-17 Sooner victory. If you go to heartlandguides.com, the text version of this podcast, you can watch the whole game. It's right there on YouTube. It was a great game. By the time I became sports editor of the Omaha World Herald in 1981, the notion of Sooner Luck was firmly planted in the national football psyche. The executive editor told me to send a reporter to Norman, Oklahoma, to root out some not very well concealed rumors about Switzer's private life. We were not able to get much on the record about the Switzer rumors, but our reporter did get an interview with Switzer. He asked Switzer about Sooner Luck. "We make our own luck," Switzer said. Like all of us, Switzer had failings. I do not consider him much of a role model. But what he said about his teams making their own luck struck a chord with me. What he was saying was that when you saw Elvis Peacock race 50 yards to the end zone, you were seeing the fruits of long hours of work and practice and pushing yourself and goal setting. I was reminded of Switzer's Sooner Luck quote this week when I got my email from the Daily Stoic. It said, in part, quote, "Good fortune is not getting lucky. It's not the ball bouncing your way. It's not other people doing stuff for you. Because all of those things are out of your control. They're not up to you. True good fortune is you doing stuff for other people. It's you being a good person, regardless of whether you get a cut a break for it. It's you starting each day with a commitment to be your best, whatever happens. Good fortune is up to you," end quote. This is one of those things I believe firmly. You can wait for the miracle or for someone to come along and do something for you, or you can start putting one foot in front of the other. It's nice when things go your way, but things don't always go my way. Ah, sure, I'll get angry. Maybe I'll pout or weep or curse. I'm human. I do those things, just like you do. But I also know that type of reaction is a colossal waste of time and energy. Sooner or later, I get myself on track and figure out what I need to do to make a positive difference, and then I figure out how to get it done. I make my own luck. One Saturday, when my life was coming apart, my wife was divorcing me. I had to move out of my 4,000 square foot house and move into a 900 square foot apartment, and I had no clue how I could go forward. I lost my wallet, which contained credit cards, driver's license, insurance cards, everything. The insult to injury moment is seared into my soul. I simply could not believe that on top of everything else, I had lost my damn wallet. I sat among the unpacked boxes in my new little apartment and felt the desperation take hold. For a moment, I felt helpless, hopeless, and paralyzed, but it was, fortunately, just a moment. I stood up, got on the phone, and canceled all of my credit cards. Then I called the Department of Motor Vehicles. Someone answered. I reported the lost or stolen driver's license and made an arrangement to go get a duplicate on Monday. I remembered that I had my wallet before I set out for a run, so I determined to retrace my steps and scour every inch of my running route on the off chance that the wallet might still be on some street or sidewalk somewhere. I walked down the three flights of stairs, and I was heading across the courtyard when one of my neighbors called out, "Are you Steve Klein?" I didn't recognize her, but she somehow knew my name. "I think I found your wallet," she said, walking toward me, my wallet in her outstretched hand. I said, "Oh my God, you've made my day. Thank you, thank you, thank you." You do have to act coolly and quickly in a crisis. The only way to do that is to be prepared to know that the crisis is going to come. But sometimes, just sometimes, things do go your way. For all those other times, it's still best to make your own luck.
Thank you for listening to Bright Passage, a production of Heartland Guides, emotional and spiritual outfitters. Find us at heartlandguides.com.